Thank you for calling customer support.
Hi, I have charges on my credit card that I don't really know why they're on there.
Okay, can I start with your zip code?
44134.
Oh, my man. 44134. Can I get your first and last name?
Linda Walczak.
Can you spell your last name?
Walczak.
Interesting. Trying to find you. I can't seem to find you in my system.
There's a charge on October 31st, and there's a charge on October 26th.
Okay. Walczak. God, could you verify your address for security purposes?
6468 Hawthorne Circle, Parma, Ohio, 44134.
Okay. One moment. Okay. Can you load up? Ooh, my system is so slow. I so apologize.
What company is this with?
We're a third-party company that service multiple products. You put in a shipping and handling price for a kitchen cookware set?
No.
Okay, if you didn't put the purchase in for that cookware set, you're saying that that's basically fraud, right?
Right. There's a 574 charge and a 6732.
Okay. And if there's no one else in your household could have ordered this product without your knowledge, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm just asking because I just want you to be aware of the fact that we take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who places this order without your knowledge. So that's why I was asking.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get this canceled out, and then I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud team so they can begin an investigation, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So bear with me just a few moments, and then I'll be back with the cancellation number and getting you transferred over, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Be right back. Okay, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Okay, and that number is whatever. Okay, that number is C as in Charlie. 262-380-773.
Okay.
Okay, so I have that done, and I'm about to go to get you transferred over to the fraud team. I do apologize about the inconvenience, but happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you. You too.
You're welcome.